You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
And this is hour number two of The Rob Carson Show on a Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
One of my new favorite pundits ever is a liberal. I know, weird, right? Batya Unger Sargon, opinion editor, Newsweek. She's the author of a new book called Bad News, How Woke Media is Undermining Democracy. And I played some of her audio last week. She gets it. She understands who the Democrat Party appeals to now, who they are, the ultra elites and the low independent class. That's them. The 60% in the middle, those of us who are lower middle class to upper middle class, those are the ones who are saying screw the Democrat Party. And she gets it, and she gets it. And she also understands what's going on in Israel. She said some stuff over the weekend about Israel and about the left willing to just look the other way with regard to the horrific happenings on October the 7th, including the massive amount of sexual assault and torture committed against Israeli women. And what she has to say about it is brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff. So she's coming up a little bit later in the show. This is Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer, a couple years ago, he had no problem saying the word illegal alien. That's suddenly verboten. Now, whenever you see a change like this, there's a political reason behind it. Because they want to make not only the word verboten, but if you say the words illegal alien, this gives them permission to go after you. Always remember that. When they choose to change a word like this, they're going to use it against you if you continue to use it. That's why they change the words up all the time. You're like, well, illegal alien, illegal alien, illegal alien. Oh, hey, don't say illegal alien. And then when you go, illegal alien, then the left can go, you said illegal alien, you're a racist. Don't believe me?
When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Yes.
Which the American people overwhelmingly oppose.
Yeah.
The American people are fundamentally pro-legal immigration and anti-illegal immigration.
Now, this is kind of weird, because here's old Chuck Schumer last week with Sonny Hostin, who I think has a law degree. Don't know how you can get a law degree, mail order or whatever, but she apparently has one. Listen.
The one thing that President Biden is getting some criticism from folks on both sides, really, is for calling undocumented immigrants illegals.
No. Just from the media class and the Democrats. Everybody else thinks they're illegal aliens. And this man who murdered Lincoln Riley, he is a scumbag illegal alien.
Last night. You know, that's just a term that I don't think that the party has used for at least over 10 years. And people make mistakes, but do you think this will hurt him?
Look, he showed in his heart how he feels for immigrants. Mm-hmm. He showed that he knows immigrants contribute greatly to America.
Wow.
He talked about our long history with immigrants.
Yeah, and guess what? You know what? We all know that. You know how we know that? Because a lot of us are sons and daughters of immigrants. You moron. Don't act like suddenly, oh my God. Oh, nobody knows that America's made up of immigrants. Oh my God. Let me use an example. You ever watch the Olympic team, the United States Olympic team versus the rest of the world? The rest of the world? Our Olympic teams are made up of people from every nation on earth. If you look at the Chinese Olympic team, guess who makes up their Olympic team? Chinese people! North Koreans. North Koreans! Are you kidding me? We are the exception. We all know we are a migrant country. That's the way it's been. And this is what they do. They suddenly make it feel like because you don't want illegals streaming across our border, that you are somehow anti-migrant. And you know, America's made on migrants. How could you say that? Oh, my God. I'm so done with this crap. I am just so done. And by the way, so is Donald Trump.
Is this country going crazy? How about that one? Newcomer. The newcomer.
Yeah.
No, he was illegal. And I say he was an illegal alien. He was an illegal immigrant.
There you go.
He was an illegal migrant.
Yes.
And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
Don't change your vernacular because some jackweed on the left decides that they're going to change a word, and when you use it, suddenly it's going to be, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. Honestly, KMA, baby, I got time for this stuff. If you come into our country illegally, you're an illegal alien. Illegal alien. That's it. Sorry. That's just the way it is. You wouldn't get any more respect from Mexico if you sneaked in. You wouldn't get any more respect in wherever country you wanted to sneak in. And by God, we shouldn't do it here. They always take advantage of the good graces of the American people because we are the most giving people in the history of the world. Don't believe me? Drive around town some Saturday morning when you see charitable car washes and charitable 5Ks and charitable marathons and charitable this and charitable that and GoFundMe. And I can go on and on. No other country in the world does it like we do. And they always take advantage of it. It's ridiculous. I don't know about you, but I'm just damn sick of it. This is Donald Trump at a UFC event this weekend. This is because of Donald Trump. Not the boxers in the ring, not boxers, but the fighters in the ring. Donald Trump! Listen to that. But no, honestly, Joe Biden has the momentum, man. Joe Biden has got the momentum. I mean, how could you even think that Donald Trump could win? Because, like, listen to Joe Biden's rally this week, and this one totally, I mean, just sit down. He's going to school you on how to bring it. Listen to this audience in Georgia, same state where Donald Trump was.
You're a dictator, do genocide, Joe! Tens of thousands of Palestinians!
Let's do a little comparison there between that's Joe Biden's rally. Okay, that's Donald Trump's rally. Got Kid Rock playing in the background. Okay, let's listen to Joe Biden's rally again by comparison here. Four more years, Trump again. So there's that, I guess. But you know, the Joe Menom has definitely happened because he's peak mental performance right now. It's just laughable. If it weren't so stinking serious. Oh, they really think we're stupid. Here's Donald Trump in Georgia.
These are stupid people. I'd like to use a more sophisticated word, but, you know, there are some words that just go, these are stupid people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joe Biden should not be shouting angrily at America. America should be shouting angrily at Joe Biden.
What?
And we should be saying,
what?
Crooked Joe, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired. You're incompetent. You're incompetent. Get out of here. You're destroying our nation.
Woo!
Get the hell out of here. You're destroying our country, Joe. He's not competent to stand trial, but he's allowed to be the president. Okay, figure that one out. We don't think he should be standing trial because he's not competent. But as far as being president, that's okay, right?
Yeah,
figure that
course.
One out. I think we'll be taking that one on the campaign trail a little bit. You think, maybe?
Yeah, I think you
only
should.
Only in America can this happen.
Yes, only in America can this happen. That is just hilarious. Unbelievable. And honestly, that's what the media is. This weekend, Nancy Mace was on with George Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos was the involved in the White House. He was the Corinne Jean-Pierre of Bill Clinton's administration. For you guys who are Gen Z, Bill Clinton was the president for 8 years back in the 90s. And Bill Clinton, he liked the girls. He liked the girls, whether they liked it or not. He would when he was the governor, he'd get a hotel, you know, and he'd invite women up like Juanita Broderick, and he would molest them, and then have the state troopers on the outside just guard, and then they'd walk out of the room, you know, with their horror stories, and the media'd go, oh, you know, really? No way that Bill Clinton would do that. And then the Bill Clinton became the president, and he did the same thing to an intern named Monica Lewinsky, an adult male in his 50s who, you know, apparently saw a woman who could be his daughter and thought he'd take advantage of a young girl in college in the Oval Office. But how could you think that of Bill Clinton, honestly? He's a great guy. You could let your teenage daughter, he could host a slumber party for your teenage daughter, and are you kidding me? Dear God in heaven. Here is George Stephanopoulos talking about a certain woman that says that Donald Trump raped her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in the 90s. And she didn't remember what year. The outfit she said she was wearing during the assault wasn't made then. And the jury was not allowed to see any exculpatory evidence for Donald Trump. But other than that, it certainly was a rape. But here is George Stephanopoulos. Apparently, he wanted to make a political point. And you might want to, if you haven't heard it, and I'm sure you're well informed, you probably have already heard it. But apparently, he heard that Nancy Mace was raped when she was 16. So George decided to bring that information to the interview. Now, if George Stephanopoulos were a Republican, he'd already be out of work today. But George Stephanopoulos and his crew said, and they heard, that Nancy Mace had been raped when she was 16 and decided to attack her for saying that the rape allegations against Donald Trump don't pass muster.
Judge, guilty of doing.
He defended himself over that and denies that it ever happened, but he was not found guilty in a criminal court of law. It was a civil judgment.
So is that
judgment
the distinction you're making?
Abuse.
A civil judgment is okay, but a criminal judgment
is not?
This is
different, and they didn't even input all of the evidence into the civil case either, because some of the information she provided wasn't even accurate or correct.
Yeah.
But to sit here and ask me as a rape victim to try to shame me for my political choices is wrong. And I think it's offensive.
Wow.
And you
can repeat that again and again. And
I'm
again
going
and again
to
and
because
again,
I find it deeply
you.
Offensive.
You don't find it offensive that Donald Trump has been found liable for rape?
I find it offensive as a rape victim that you're trying to shame me for my political choices.
This is a man doing this to a woman. Yeah. So, Democrats, go after him, right? Right? You don't shame the victims. Right? Right? Hashtag me too. Right?
And I've said again repeatedly,
wow,
E. Jean Carroll has made a mockery out of rape by joking about it. I don't find that funny.
Well,
rape is not funny.
You've made it
rape
perfectly
is serious.
Clear. You've
wow.
made it perfectly clear.
Rape
you're comfortable.
Rape is serious.
He's
it's
not giving up.
Funny, and it shouldn't be made a mockery of. But
it
if
is,
you want to defend a woman who made a mockery out of rape, then you go ahead and do that. I'm not going to do that.
Well, actually, what you're doing is defending a man who's been found liable.
He is not giving up, is he?
Liable for rape. I don't understand how you can do that.
Not in a criminal court of law. This was a civil judgment over sexual abuse, not rape, by the way, and she made a mockery out of it.
Can we pull
so
up the Washington Post headline
to?
Right there? In fact, it has been
He's
shown
not giving up,
to
is
be
he?
Rape. The judge affirmed that it was, in fact, rape. Donald Trump was found to have committed rape. That's just a fact.
That is a civil judgment, not a criminal court. They're two very different things, and you know better.
Well, I just showed you the facts.
You
right
know
there.
Better.
You showed
you
you're very comfortable
Trump
for president. With Donald
and
Trump
what you've
decided.
Done is offensive to women who've been raped. What you've done this morning is offensive.
We'll let the viewers decide about that.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about.
Wow. And then he just immediately he would already be done. If he were a Republican in any way, shape or form, his career would be over by now. Unbelievably sickening by this man to be able to do that, for his staff to say, hey, let's bring up her rape and see if she has a double standard. Unbelievable and unacceptable for ABC to do that. But of course, they're ABC. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show.
So somebody call a plumber. It's time to drain the swamp. It's the Rob Carson Show.
And you endorse Donald Trump for president. Why you endorse someone who's been found liable for rape?
Just it was not a criminal court.
It was a civil court.
And by the way, she joked about the judgment and what she was going to do with all that money. And I find that offensive.
I had such great ideas for all the good I'm going to do with this money. First thing, Rachel, you and I are going to go shopping. We're going to get completely new wardrobe, new shoes.
Huh. You're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape, when they joke about it.
It makes it harder for women to come forward when other women joke about it,
and she's joked about it. I find it offensive. And I also find it offensive that you're trying to shame me with this question.
I'm not trying to shame you.
You are. You're shaming me for my political choices. As a woman, I find it offensive. My political choices. I've endorsed the man that I believe is best for our country. It's not Joe Biden. And you looked at the dueling rallies yesterday in Georgia. Lincoln Riley's family was with Donald Trump. They were with Joe Biden. The same guy yesterday that apologized for calling her killer an illegal, who wasn't illegal. And here you are trying to shame a rape victim. I find it disgusting.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, it is just, wow, unbelievable. George Stephanopoulos, a new low. And this is why I say you got to turn off the letter networks. It's just amazing. And disgusting, by the way. And disgusting. I do want to switch gears here real quick. Bidenomics versus the American family. This is from Real Clear Wire by Akash Shagul. And I've said this because, you know, wasn't too long ago, I made a brief and painful return to poverty. I grew up poor, and then I got fired in D.C., and nobody would hire me in D.C., and we lost our house, and we moved to Kansas City, and then I got fired 2 years into a three-year deal because I made too much money, and I was out of work, and we were on food stamps. I didn't want to admit it. It sucks. It's terrible. I hate to admit it, but it happened. It sucks. I was driving a 2006 Toyota Sienna with 196,000 miles on it, you know. But Americans are having to delay their child's braces, forego the, you know, college contributions. We had to do that. The daily struggle of millions of families sitting at the kitchen table trying to make their hopes, dreams, and numbers work far more difficult because of Bidenomics. And you got this denial going on. This is Gary Cohn, a Democrat, on Face the Nation, talking about what you and I are going through, while Joe Scarborough and the mainstream media not only try to convince you that Joe Biden's brain is honestly, it's at peak performance, and the southern border is completely closed, and China is falling, and America is rising. And here's what he has to say.
Well, let's talk about inflation for a minute, because I think it's a really important concept for everyone to understand. Inflation has a compounding effect, meaning as you look at inflation year over year, you're adding up those numbers.
Yes.
You're not starting at a zero every year.
No.
So if we had 6% inflation last year, 7% inflation, and now we have 4% inflation, that's 10% inflation.
Yeah.
So if you take a basket of groceries at the beginning of 2020, just a simple basic basket that cost $100, it costs well over $125.
No. I'd venture to say it costs $1.50. I can't even fill the lower part, just one layer of bags in a Walmart shopping visit, $150. I know this because I do all the shopping. Federal spending that averaged 20.5% of GDP in 1982 totaled 60.5% of GDP in 2021. Yeah, listen to this. Did you realize that you need to make $11,000 more per year than you did 3 years ago just to pay the bills that you are doing now? You know it. Imagine how hard it is for somebody making $35,000. Imagine how tough it is. Credit card payments being delayed at the highest rate in a decade. Credit scores are dropping. With food now taking the highest share of the family budget, 59% of Americans angry or anxious. home buyers paying $1,300 more to stay in their house, and only 14% of voters say Biden's economic policies have helped them. Now, you keep telling us the economy is great and Joe Biden's brain is fine and the border is sealed. MSNBC, we're just going to roll right over you to November, provided you don't try to steal the election, which you're already doing. All right, Batya, Unger, Sargon comes up next. Don't go anywhere. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? All right, so coming up, we've got Batya Ungar Sargon in 1 second here. I want to mention something very quickly. My producer, Ken, literally last week got salmonella, all right? So salmonella, he's a really smart guy, but sometimes he does, the stuff that guys do. And he bought some chicken wings at the grocery store, and they were on clearance, and he decided to keep them in the refrigerator a little bit too long. And unfortunately, he ate them and got sick. So now I have personally had salmonella. It happened to me when I was in Jamaica a few years ago, and it is not a pleasant thing to have. Fortunately, Ken got into his emergency medical kit from the wellness company, and he got to took the Z-Pak. Z-Pak was in there. He read the booklet. It says you can get rid of salmonella with Z-Pak, and he took it. And after being, sick for 24 hours thinking he's, going to die, he was cured of it he started feeling better within moments. What happens when there is a medical emergency? What happens when there is a supply chain disruption? You need your emergency medical supplies, and that's why I recommend you go to the Wellness Company. Now, here is their website. It is twc.health/Carson. That's twc.health/Carson. If you go there and order your emergency medical kit, which has such medicines as hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, you can get them there without having to go out state like I did during COVID. That's when it happened. So again, go to twc.health/Carson. That's twc.health/Carson and get that 10% discount by using that code. One of my favorite pundits right now is somebody that I didn't even know existed a year ago. Her name is Batya Ungar Sargon, and I saw her originally on Newsmax. I have seen her since on Steve Bannon's show, among other places, and she joins us on the Newsmax hotline right now, and we welcome her to the show. Welcome, Batya. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
You have no idea. Listen, let me tell you what a big fan I am. I learned how to pronounce your name in a day. All right?
I was going to say, I can't believe how well you're pronouncing my name.
Dude, if you don't mind me calling you dude, you're freaking phenomenal. I saw you when you were on with Bill Maher, and you schooled Bill Maher. Oh, my God. You're my favorite. And you know why you're my favorite? What are you? You say you're a liberal. Are you a liberal? You're not a leftist. You're a liberal, right?
I call myself a pro-Trump Marxist.
Oh, a pro-Trump. Oh, my God. Well, you know, here's the deal. The other day, you know, MSNBC has the authors of White Rural Rage on, right? And listen, these are my peeps, okay? I grew up in the Midwest, all right? These are my peeps. These are my peeps who are suffering, right? And we aren't racist. If you go, literally, if there's a fight in a high school at our, in the Midwest, they will stop the fight instead of videotaping it, right? They if there's a smash and grab robbery, you're not going to make it very far in the Midwest. And yet these jerks are saying that we're KKK wearing, hood wearing, you know, whatever the hell. And you have written a book that said the exact opposite. You know why? Because you get it. You understand Trump's appeal. Why don't you explain it to us?
Well, you know what's so funny is in my last book, Bad News, How Woke Media is Undermining Democracy, I actually went through all of the studies that these horrible people that you're referencing wrote about in their books to really see, like, because the media was so thirsty for these studies in 2016, right? Oh, we have the proof that Trump's voters voted not out of economic insecurity, but out of racism, right? Like every week you would see these studies cited in the New York Times and the Atlantic and all over the place. So I went and like actually looked at the studies. I looked at the questions they asked people to determine that they were racists rather than that they were voting for Trump because, hello, he created, was promising at the time and then did create an economy that works for the working class. So let me tell you about some of the questions they would ask them. Okay, for example, they would ask them, do you support affirmative action? And if they said no, they would call them racist, even though, Rob, 51% of Black Americans oppose affirmative action. So are they also racist, you know? Or they would say to them, are you worried an immigrant is going to take your job? Which is, of course, a purely economic question. But if they said yes, they would put them in the racism box. So the whole thing is a hoax. And the truth is, for this book that I have coming out in April, Second Class, I traveled around the country and interviewed a lot of working class people from both parties, by the way, liberals and conservatives. And the truth is they just agree on so much. And the overwhelming people that I met were obviously completely, deeply tolerant people. Yes, they were conservative, but they were so tolerant because, you know, being working class in America, you have to be because it's so difficult right now. So that whole book is a hoax. And I'm so glad you're highlighting it.
Well, it is ridiculous. And I grew up a poor kid. And, you know, I'm a Gen Xer. And you know, I grew up watching, like, I watched The Jeffersons. I watched All in the Family. I watched Good Times. I watched Different Strokes. I actually preferred Soul Train to American Bandstand because the girls were hotter. You know, and poor Black people, poor we, but there are a lot of things in common. We use Cool Whip containers as Tupperware. You know, this is how we are. We don't hate each other. We all laugh and we get together and we break bread and we don't think about this. You know, it's the same way with Christians and Jews. You know, and I'm a Catholic. I'm gonna tell you, I got a good buddy who's a Jewish and a practicing. Not Hasidic, but very devout
Orthodox,
Jew. Orthodox Jew. And you know what? We're so very close, and yet there are all these powers that be are trying to divide us, and they're saying that Christians are so intolerant. It's the left who are intolerant. They hate, and they're trying to project this hate on us. And I have a feeling, Batya, it's beginning to backfire on them big time. What do you think?
I could not agree with you more. It's completely starting to backfire on them. I think because of how many, first of all, they're bleeding working class Blacks and Hispanics, right? They are fleeing the Democratic Party for Trump. And I think that that is really starting to hit home for the elites and the powers that be. You're so right that they try to divide us. And I have to say, I'm also an Orthodox Jew. I cannot allow, as a Jewish person, this slander of America to stand because this country has been so good to my people. And I just cannot allow it to stand that when they call these people racist and haters and, you know, when they say that being a nationalist is a bad thing, really? We're not supposed to be proud of this country, the greatest country on earth? the one place in the history of the universe that Jews didn't have to look over our shoulder? Come on. No, we should all be patriots. And I think that that is really starting to hit home how out of touch they are with regular Americans. And by the way, it's not just black and white Americans who are have no animosity anymore. It's Republican and Democrat working class people, conservative and liberal working class people who work side by side, and they don't have the luxury that the elites have to be polarized and to hate someone because of who they vote for. They would never do that. But the elites, because they make money off of this and get power off of polarization, they tell this lie and they try to spin this canard, this lie, this web of lies.
It's unbelievable. You know, it sounds like you, like Benjamin Netanyahu, have had a come to Jesus moment, as Joe Biden said. Can you believe that? Can you believe he said that he's gonna make Benjamin Netanyahu have a come to Jesus moment? He said that after his State of the Union.
It's so appalling. These people don't believe in sovereignty. And, you know, the thing is, the real difference between, you know, Joe Biden and President Trump when it comes to foreign policy is this. Joe Biden likes weak allies so he can control them, and Trump likes strong allies because he thinks that weakness is lame and he hates being in pictures with lame people. I mean, that's like the long and the short of it. So Joe Biden, he loves Ukraine because it's a client state of America that depends on us, whereas President Trump stood by Israel because Israel is a strong country that can defend itself. And I think that's really at the bottom line when it comes to foreign policy.
We are on the same page completely. I have no idea. I've been saying that 77% of us agree the country is heading in the wrong direction, so 77% of us can come together to save it. That's when I see people like Joe Rogan and Bill Maher have these realizations, and you're like, duh. You know, here's another thing, and I mentioned this months ago. I said the left is using the same dynamics that they have in Gaza as they have with black Americans in the United States against white Americans. So the Jews are the colonizers, right? And in America, the whites are the colonizers. They use the same modus operandi. Black Lives Matter uses the same modus operandi as Hamas, don't they?
You're so right about that. All of the anti-Semitism we're seeing now, the rising attacks on Jews in elite places like universities, they're not attacking Jews because we are Jews. They're attacking Jews in the exact same way that they attack white people. And it is not okay for Jews to be like, it was fine when you treated white people like that, but don't treat us like that. No, it's not okay to treat anybody like that. It is absolutely disgusting. And you're totally right that the left has this game plan where they have erased the difference between right versus wrong. They cannot tell right from wrong. And they've replaced it with powerful versus powerless. And whoever they view as having less power, they view as having inherent virtue. So
Boom.
They support Hamas. They support
Boom.
Hamas because Hamas has less power than Israel. It's so disgusting. They support the Hamas rapists as opposed to the Israeli women who they raped. Like, it's so beyond unbelievable and sick.
I heard that this weekend. I actually have your sound bites loaded here in my studio, right beneath my Batya Unger Sargon shrine that I have in the studio with a votive candle that I just purchased. But anyway, I read that I heard you this weekend talking about how the Democrats are willing to excuse. Listen, how long did it take to forget the first Holocaust on the left? Decades. How long did it take for them to forget October the 7th? Days. Can you believe it?
When you look at the first protests, the pro-Palestinian protests that happened after October 7th, Rob, they were on October 8th and 9th before the attacks against Gaza started. They were
because they're AstroTurf. You know that.
Yeah, totally.
They're AstroTurf. They're bought and paid for. But you know what? They're not catching fire in our country. They are on university campus. Right now, if my kid were Jewish, going to MIT or Harvard, having whatever happened, you bet my butt would be on that campus. I'd be doing something about what this is terrifying for those students. It should not be allowed to happen. Do you suppose that the backlash, I believe the backlash is going to be overwhelming against this, and it's building. And if you see 80% of the American people support the Jewish people, so they've tried very hard to make us into Nazis, essentially, but we're not falling for it. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. And it brings tears to my eyes to think about it, because in Europe, you're so right. It's catching fire everywhere. You have a working class in Europe who's been primed to hate Jews for millennia, politicians using anti-Semitism to get power. We do not have that here. There is no purchase in the American working class for anti-Semitism, because the American people are the best people on this planet. And that's why they call them Nazis, by the way, because they are good and because they are a bulwark against the erasure of right versus wrong.
Oh, absolutely. And I believe we're really beginning to, and I'd love your thoughts on this. And my buddy who I spoke to this weekend, who, he went to Israel, by the way, to be with family and friends after October the 7th to guard them, to help them out with their security, which is, you know, remarkable. But I do believe we're in the middle of, I really believe this about you. We are in a battle of good and evil. This is good and evil. And I do believe that there is a massive spiritual element to this. I don't like to proselytize. I'm not a Bible banger. I don't do that. But I really believe we are, and I think we're in the middle of a great awakening with all the corruption and all the malfeasance. And listen, we are a long way from the finish line, and we are going to have so many tribulations on the way there. But I believe we are seeing something historic, seeing all of the hatred, all of the anti-Semitism, all of the corruption, all of the graft. It's coming out to the light. We're seeing it, and I think we're seeing it for a reason.
I could not agree with you more. I think, you know, God is completely great and controls the universe, and as long as we keep that in mind, it's a very stabilizing force and a stabilizing spiritual force, and most of all, of course. Yeah,
well, I gotta tell you, when you see I've decided to embrace mockery and ridicule and take it back from the left. Because the left, see, I've been writing political satire. I wrote for Rush Limbaugh for many years, and I write conservative comedy, always have, libertarian-leaning conservative comedy. And I've crossed all the spectrums. I wrote for Top 40 radio and all this stuff. But I've decided to take humor back because the left is no longer funny. And you can't take them seriously. You can't take someone seriously who says Joe Biden is at peak mental performance right now. Joe Scarborough said that on MSNBC. Why would he do that, do you suppose?
Well, they're trying to whip up the base. They have this sense that, you know, they're going to lose, and they're convincing themselves that the reason they're going to lose is over Biden's age. It's not. They're going to lose over his open border policy, which is why Donald Trump won in 2015 and why he's going to win again probably in 2024, right?
Is there any way you could hold a couple minutes and do one brief segment on the other side of the commercial break?
Sure.
Sweet! All right, hold on. Let's take a break. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show.
People call it critical race theory or Marxism or social justice. I call it wokeness. Wokeness is when you take a worldview that was once based on the difference between right versus wrong, virtue versus evil, and you replace it with a worldview that does not distinguish between right versus wrong, but instead suggests that the world is built on the primary binary of powerful versus powerless. They ascribe inherent virtue to those they see as powerless and evil to those they see as powerful, and they superimpose some characteristic onto the binary, whether it's race or gender or sexuality or national origin or religion.
Victim culture is what it is. Batya Unger Sargon, I told you I had sound bites already selected this morning from your video this weekend, Batya.
You did not lie.
You just get it, girl. You get it. I mean, and I've been saying this stuff. I just haven't written a book. Maybe I need to. But you get it. I think it's so great that you understand what's going on in this country.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that it's like there's this really gross thing that happened where the leftist elite, starting with Clinton and then Obama, they put this huge premium on a college education, and then they took it one step further. And they made an economy that rewards this sort of knowledge industry work where you get a bunch of credentials. You don't learn anything, but you get a bunch of credentials from these institutions. And then you can make a ton of money. But if you work with your hands for a living, if you do honest labor that, by the way, we all rely on to exist, that work, they devalued it with an open border. They brought in millions and millions of people from other countries to compete. And then they shipped the good paying jobs overseas. So they left the working class in this state where they can't really achieve the American dream anymore. And then from their position, from this perch of enormous economic privilege, they sneered at the very people whose futures they stole and started calling them racist. That was the move there, is wage class warfare on the working class.
Yes.
And then call them racist if they dare to object.
Yes, and they, what did they do starting with Clinton? They created American oligarchy. That's what's going on in this country. We have shifted into an oligarchy to some degree. Listen, we've only got another minute. I want to tell you, I got to have you on again, and I would love to do a long, like, podcast with you for an hour, because I want to pick your brain. You've got this amazing book. It's called Second Class, and that's the reverse of the white rural rage. It's a real truth about that. You said you have another book coming out too, right?
Well, my first book came out a couple years ago. It was called Bad News, How Woke Media is Undermining Democracy. You can get that on Amazon, and you can pre-order Second Class, How the Elites Betrayed America's
yes.
Working Men and Women.
Got
it's
it.
About everything we just discussed.
I love it. I love it. Honestly, and listen, I hate to be too much of a fanboy, but honestly, you just get it, and you're the first person. I mean, you get it all. You understand it all, just like I understand it all. And I think that you're spot on, and we're gonna win this eventually. Where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at Bunger Sargon on Twitter or at Bhatia US on Instagram. And, yeah, thank you so, so much for having me. God bless you for
God bless
everything
you.
You do.
All right.
Thank you so, so much.
We'll do this again. I hope you will be amenable to it. Have a glorious day. This is The Rob Carson Show. A lot of the times we think about bettering ourselves, we think of going on a diet, exercising. What about your brain? I'm kind of tired of scrolling through TV shows, finding nothing but mind-numbing content. That's why I decided to take a course from Hillsdale College. You can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories of the Book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's online courses available for free. That's right, free. I personally recommend you sign up for American citizenship and its decline with Victor Davis Hanson. I think you know how I feel about Victor Davis Hanson. He is marvelous. In this 8-lecture course, Dr. Hanson explores the history of citizenship in the West, threats like the erosion of the middle class, the disappearance of our borders, the growth of unaccountable deep state, and the rise of globalist organizations. Right now, you can go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax to start. Go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax. It's free. It's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/newsmax. hillsdale.edu/newsmax.
And on the World Wide Web, this is The Rob Carson Show.
It is The Rob Carson Show, and this, my friends, is the final hour of the show today, anyway. The number is 800-922-6680. Bhatia Ungar Sargon. We had her on last hour, and we have a part of, I had a computer glitch. We have a part of the interview, the second part of the interview that we'll put up all over the place. It'll be on social media everywhere. But she really understands it. She gets it. She calls herself a liberal Marxist or whatever. She's brilliant. She puts like Bill Maher in his place on his show. She's unassailable in her knowledge and her understanding of what we face. And I'm going to tell you, of all the people I know in punditry, and she's supposedly a liberal Marxist, she gets it. She gets it more than anybody I know. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. I live in Kansas City, by the way. And a few weeks ago, we won a playoff game, and it was... And don't let the people tell you otherwise. They said it was 4 degrees below zero. It was 9 degrees below zero, right? And my son went to the game. And one of his friends, he had to go to the hospital for frostbite on his feet. All right? He was okay. It wasn't that bad. He was just numb. But apparently 70% of the fans referred to a Kansas City burn center for treatment for frostbite. Following the Chiefs-Dolphins game in January, and now some of them are facing amputation, which shows two things. Kansas City fans are devoted to their team. And the other thing is some of them are stupid. And that's about I just said some of them. My son went to that game. I'm like, you're out of your mind. They showed him. I've seen Everest expeditions that looked warmer. They would make s'mores on Everest compared to what they faced at that game. It was ridiculous. It was unbelievable. Before we dive into some stuff on the show, I've got a few things I want to get to, including the southern border. The media, and Butcha mentioned this last hour, and I mentioned it. I'm here to deride. I am here to mock and ridicule the left. Because if they say that Joe Biden's brain is fine, I mean, really? So there's no debate about it anymore. There's no debate that the southern border is not open. There's no debate that the economy sucks. But they still think they can get away with it, just like, you know, the Pravda and Izvestia did in the Soviet Union. But it doesn't work because we have this thing called the First Amendment, and they did their level best to crush it. They did with the Disinformation Governance Board and all that crap. They did, but the secret's out. Joe Biden's country sucks. And they're going to do everything they can to steal the election. They are. Please. You know how I know that? Because they're doing it now. What do you suppose the indictments are about? Duh. And you Democrats ought to be hacked because you never had a chance this election. You didn't have a chance or you didn't have a choice this election. You didn't have one the last election. And you didn't in 2016. They already announced Hillary Clinton was your candidate. Then they decided Joe Biden was your candidate, and they've already decided he's your candidate, even though 75% of Americans believe he's mentally unstable, unable to be the president. And yet Joe Biden is saying, no, man, he is at his peak. Oh, I love the fact that they're doing it. I really do. I thank God that there are people trying to do this and thinking they're going to get away with it. It is remarkable to me. It is remarkable and beautiful. This is Joe Biden this weekend in Georgia.
Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress that I can support this right. And I promise you, if we take back Congress, we will restore.
You bet he is on top of his game. My God in heaven, there is no way we can win against that guy because he is so brilliant and his economy is so good. Oh, my God in heaven. Wow. And here he is during his so too that he apparently might have been a little hyped up on a little Adderall or something.
Now my predecessor, a former president actually said that. My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th. My predecessor came to office determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned. President, my predecessor failed the most basic presidential duty that he owes to American people, the duty.
Celebrity. Here's Don in Brazil this weekend.
Donna Brazil.
She is like, she tries to be all colloquial and sit back and talk and all this stuff. And she says that Joe Biden's State of the Union was a master class. If you consider mastery of speech being dementia addled and on Adderall.
You're from Washington, D.C., were you reassured?
Absolutely. Look, I don't have to be in Washington, D.C. to understand.
I don't have to be in Washington, D.C.
And that when somebody knows how to start low, go slow, rise high, strike fire, and continue to make noise and news. Joe Biden was.
Wow, I got to hear that. That was wow.
And that when somebody knows how to start low, go slow, rise high, strike fire, and continue to make noise and news. Joe Biden was at his best when he spoke to the American people. It was a masterclass.
Yeah.
And saying, we did this.
Wait a minute. Did she say master? That is racist.
Accomplished this. And we have more work to do. So I thought it was a great speech. Not because you're a Democrat or Republican,
yes.
But you're an American who want to see the country succeed. You're someone who want to see an economy that's going to lift up everybody. And yes, you want to see a president who can talk about the...
Just real quick, Miss Brazil, why hasn't he done that? Why has he made the country and the economy suck?
Price of prescription drugs, okay? You want to see a president who says, we're going to defeat cancer. And if Republicans cannot rally to that...
Yeah, I mean, Joe Biden's going to beat cancer, you dummies. Did you see he's going to cure cancer? Don't you realize that cancer will never get cured unless you reelect President Derpity-Do?
Defend this country, help Ukraine, and support the humanitarian efforts in Gaza. Well, guess what? Just stick with Donald Trump.
Wow. He's spectacular. Let him keep believing it. Here's Jim Gossett.
There's a bloodbath coming this November.
November.
All this nonsense we're gonna remember.
Remember.
Trump's polling as high as an elephant's hide.
I had experience in vocal music.
And it looks like MSNBC's gonna die.
Come on, everybody, gather around.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Biden is going away. Democrats everywhere, they are sweating.
They're sweating.
They don't like the poll numbers they're getting.
Where we're heading.
Trump's doing great in each battleground state. And soon he will seal Joe Biden's fate. Oh, what a beautiful morning when Sleepy Joe sent away.
Goodbye, Joe.
Biden is so unappealing. Nothing is going his way.
Or the country's way. That is Jim Gossett. Absolutely incredible. It's what Newt Gingrich said about his speech this weekend.
This was the Democratic Campaign Committee's speech, and it was vicious. It was hateful. To lecture the Supreme Court is so far beyond the pale that it's frankly worthy of censure. To start his speech
with
three consecutive attacks on his political opponent tells you both how desperate they are.
And he started with Ukraine at the State of the Union, which is the union he's talking about is the union of the United States. I thought you should know that. Yeah.
How lacking in any scruples they are. And I really do think that this is a speech which will lead an immense number of Americans to decide that they will not under any circumstance ever support Joe Biden.
This is why I say we need to overwhelm them with joy and patriotism. And you know, like, you would hate living in my house. I'll tell you why. Because my wife does. Because every morning I wake up in such a good mood. Because I have been down, and I have seen the end of it, man. I have seen it. The end of it, all right? I mean, I'm not like I wasn't born in India on a trash pile and, you know, having to forage for garbage my entire life. But I've been through some stuff, you know. And so when I wake up every day, I wake up with joy and enthusiasm because I see people like Donna Brazile, and I see Joe Scarborough, and I see Joy Reid, and they say we're all racist and everything. And it's all falling. It's all falling down, just like the Berlin Wall fell down. And they're going to try everything in the world on us. And I just say, you got to stay as focused as the founders. Okay, you got to stay focused as the founders. Fear cannot be in your repertoire. You can be concerned. I'm very concerned about the southern border, but I'm not afraid. Because if China's going to invade our southern border, I want to kick their asses. We don't have time to be afraid. We only got time to kick their asses. And I mean that 1,000%. And I know that there are tens of millions of patriotic Americans who are saying, oh, you just bring it. You just bring it. But in the meantime, we got people in the federal government who are facilitating it. And that's why those people need to be driven out of office. And this nonsense has to stop before November. Because we can't take much more of this. We know what they're after. We know what their end game is. Do you know why? Because we're not stupid. There you go. Let's go to Christopher in Catonsville. Hello there, Christopher. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just thinking about the stuff you're just saying. The last guest, Bacha, Vivek had a...
Ungar Sargon, yes.
Yes, if there was a Vivek-inspired What It Means to Be an American answer book, she would definitely get a chapter.
Buddy, I'm going to tell you, I have figured out this stuff on my own without, you know, writing books and doing scholarly works and whatnot. I figured it out because I have common sense and life experience, and I do a lot of research. And she's so spot on with how the left, you know, is behaving and trying, and she's revealed it. And also, I with my friend this... Oh my God! And she put like Bill Maher in his place the other day, And there was no arguing. I mean, she, and I think she might be 30 at the oldest.
Yeah, that's what's amazing to me.
But she, her insights are remarkable. She is a faith-based Orthodox Jew. Yeah. I am I'm an unorthodox Catholic.
A liberal Marxist.
but she's not a Marxist, dear Lord.
I know.
She's a common sense. Well, they call her a Marxist, I'm assuming. Sure, but good. Trust me, we're going to have her on again. She's marvelous. And people like her and me and others like us, we've come along. We are, thank you. But we've come together at the right time for this great enlightenment. And we're racing towards a finish line. China and our enemies are racing toward the same finish line with a different result.
That's right. Yeah.
And we've got to beat them to the punch,
absolutely.
Right? Absolutely, bro. All right, man. Thanks for the phone call. See you, buddy. All right. This is a headline in the UK Daily Mail. Are the thousands of Chinese migrants flooding into the U.S. really a sleeper army of spies and soldiers preparing for war? Well, no kidding! The Darien Gap is so well known to the undocumented asylum seekers crossing from Mexico into a remote corner of Southern California, 60 miles east of San Diego, that has been christened the San Judas Break. After a nearby Mexican town, one local aid worker said, claims to have witnessed 150 migrants pass through the break in less than a minute. Thousands are said to use it every week. This may sound like an all too familiar scenario, but there's one crucial difference. Many of those coming in the San Judas break have not come from Latin America, but they're Chinese. Joe Biden's presidency is the quid pro quo. Why did we not hold China accountable for the coronavirus? Why did we let a Chinese spy balloon hover over our military installations before shooting it down over the East Coast? Why did Joe Biden get tens of millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist Party? Duh. I've got some audio I'm going to share with you on the other side of the break. It's not meant to frighten you. It is meant to mobilize you and to beat them to the punch. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. So, we've got Chinese military-age males sneaking across the southern border. Joe Biden is bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. It should be very obvious. U.S. using spy balloon. China had a spy balloon targeting sensitive military bases, making suspicious purchases of nearby land, running a network of covert police stations across the U.S., intentionally flooding America with lethal drugs and malign social media. Duh. More than 37,000 Chinese citizens were arrested for illegally crossing the southern border in the U.S. in 2023. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, that's nearly 10 times the total in 2022, 50 times more than 2021. Alejandro Mayorkas needs not to be impeached. He needs to be arrested and charged with treason. Yeah, I said it out loud, the T word. Oh, my God! What does it take? What does it take? Do we need guns firing right now? Do we need bombs? Do we need a blackout of our power grid? Do we need our water poison? What the hell are you waiting for? These Chinese military-age flying into Ecuador, exploiting the fact that it doesn't require them to have a visa. Joe Biden, we just found out, flew in 325,000 illegals, avoiding the border, into 48 cities around our country. We have enemies within our government. If you don't understand that, get the hell out of the way. The number of U.S. Border Patrol encountered with Chinese immigrants, asylum seekers, continues to grow. The U.S. Border Patrol has already apprehended 21,000 Chinese migrants in the key border sector of San Diego. Mark Green, Republican, chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security, his colleagues in the Senate warned last September an influx posed a significant threat to national security, claimed not one of these Chinese asylum seekers has been detained for any length of time. You know why? Because Joe Biden is bought and paid for. This is Representative Mike Lawler on the face on the threat we face right now.
We are in the most precarious place in the world since World War II. The unholy alliance between China, Russia, and Iran has sought to undermine and destabilize the United States.
Now, which countries did Joe Biden enrich since he got into office? Iran, Russia. They're able to sell their oil now. and China because we stopped selling ours and became dependent on solar and electric vehicles that nobody wants.
Our allies in the free world. When you look at the crises internationally and you look at the crises at our southern border, the time for action has passed. We are in a divided government. None of us are going to get everything we want, which is why this group has come together to put together bipartisan legislation, common sense legislation, secures our southern border and secures democracies around the globe.
Okay, we'll get it done then. The American people are screaming for it. The Democrats, the left, the deep state are doing the opposite. They are not our allies. This is Todd Bensman, great pundit. We've had him on the show before, talking about what's going on with the invasion in our country.
They're also allowing them in over the land ports. Way more, 420,000 additionally are being just let in at the land ports. So you have 750,000, 800,000 people have been brought in this way. That nobody seems to know about, no matter how often.
Why are they not being open about immigration? We're a country of immigrants. Yeah, Joe Biden says we're a country of immigrants. We should embrace them, that we're letting the... Show their pictures. Let us know who they are and where they're going. Yeah, right?
We talk about it, no matter how often it gets reported. Even the House letter to DHS demanding information on the air flights program still doesn't include the land ports program either, which is even more people, 400,000 more people. So I'm just saying that CBP1 is a major component. You can't talk about the border crisis mm-hmm. at all unless you also include the CBP1 illegal entries. It's basically the government organizing the illegal entries of people in a way that you can't see.
Yeah, they made Kamala Harris the border czar. They said it was about climate change, and all the while they were just sneaking them in. The people in charge of our country are not our allies. They're not friends of the country. Be aware of it. Let's take a break and come back. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, it's Tony Marino, host of the wildly popular Newsmax Daily podcast, available for free along with Jerry Callahan, Rob Carson, and other great podcasts at newsmax.com/listen or wherever you get podcasts.
Your 100% safe and effective vaccine against the stupid is the Rob Carson Show.
Talking about the invasion of thousands of Chinese into our country. Military age males. Ooh, listen, Metallica, bring it up a little. There you go. The Panamanian government has set up transit camps for them, including at least one specifically for Chinese citizens. Yeah. It's not a friendly immigration, according to efforts. And some believe that the Chinese may be preparing for war. Would that surprise? Brett Weinstein says this. Says, I have to wonder if this might not be a military force waiting for orders that are being deployed covertly in the midst of migration that makes it hard for us to recognize it. It's a Trojan horse, guys. Duh. I think we have to stop punishing ourselves for considering things that once seemed crazy. Well, you don't want to be racist or xenophobic. You couldn't ask, you know, say the Chinese sent a virus that killed supposedly a million people in the country, which is interesting, right? Because Joe Biden, right as he took office, had a big candlelit vigil along the reflecting pond at the Lincoln Memorial for 400,000 Americans who died of COVID. But he didn't do anything when a million died. Huh. Weird. Some of you are being played. Most of you are not. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, says this is a scary prospect. We know that China does not like us, and we know that we are in the crosshairs of China. Don't believe me? Listen to my show. I think it was last Wednesday. We had Gordon Chang on. Gordon Chang, he says, oh, yeah, they're on a war footing. China's on a war footing, man. Xi Jinping is desperate right now. His economy is failing. And what happens? What do you need for a, you know, get your economy kicked in the butt? Ask Roosevelt. A war. Roosevelt's policies were failures. The Green New, or the New Deal was a joke. Oh, it got dams built. Don't get me wrong. You know, got the Hoover Dam built and everything. But it prolonged the Depression, and it created job, or it created work, not jobs. It did. It created work, not jobs. There you go. Tommy Tuberville was talking about who else Joe Biden might sneak into the country, and would it surprise you that it might be Palestinians? Palestinians who hate the Jews. You know, most of them hate the Jews. Most Palestinians, even today, want the state of Israel to be eliminated. Listen.
I guarantee you what's getting ready to happen. I'm hearing rumors, 400,000 to 600,000 of these Palestinians in Gaza, we're going to fly them in here and make them citizens. That's the next thing to happen.
You're making news here. Hit us with that again.
Well, think about it. They're not going to take them in.
Egypt's not going to do it.
No, they're not going to take
Jordan
them in. Well, they know who they are.
Jordan says
they,
no thanks. We kicked them out. We kicked them out. No thanks.
The Saudis aren't going to take them. Nobody wants them. And so what's going to happen is old Joe, to win back his base, because a lot of them have gotten killed, said, okay, we'll bring in 500,000 to 600,000 of them. We'll fly them in.
If I were Jewish and a Democrat, I would pull your head out of your rear end. Just if you can, just... it's going to be kind of hard. It's going to be hard because right now your head is in your rear end. Presumably you're down, you're bent over, and it's up under the, through, you know, past the private area, and it's there. So what I would recommend is that you find someone with a large lever, maybe a broom handle, and you get between your stomach and your legs, all right, or you know, where your stomach is folded in half, and pry... Pry, maybe down toward between your legs, pry your head out of your rear end. Then you can maybe see things, because clearly you aren't now.
I mean, he doesn't even have to tell us he's doing it. Did he tell us about 325,000 he's flown in? No. They do things and don't tell you. And so they'll bring them in, like the ones that Obama brought into Minneapolis and Minnesota and, you know, all the, was it Somalians, I think?
Somalians.
Yeah,
yeah,
brought all those people in.
We got Omar because of that.
Yeah. Well, get ready. Here they come.
There we go. Let's go to Lori in Dundalk, Maryland. Hello there, Lori, and welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Hi, how are you? My first time calling.
Well, lovely. Well, thank you.
I always listen to Kim, though.
Hey, Kim rocks, too, boy. Woo, she's fantastic. Running for Congress. She is going to take D.C. by storm, and she is going to turn the city of Baltimore around, God willing.
I used cop. I cannot imagine me doing crap outside of what my, you know, orders were. I would have been fired and probably charged with something, dereliction of duty or something. I mean, it's a shame we cannot all sue this ass. It is a sin, because, you know, this is not what you're supposed to do. And he's not nuts.
Lori, you know, here's the thing, and I know your frustration because you're sitting here and you know something's happening. And we can't get rid of people. We can't get rid of Alejandro Mayorkas. We know the damage he's already caused. We can't get rid of Joe Biden. We know what he has done, and he's got the media on his side. And we have to sit here and watch as all of our children are, and all of our families and our country's future is in danger. And we have to play along with their stupid game. They've convinced the media there's nothing to see here, but you know it, and it is frustrating as hell.
I never had children, and unfortunately, all my family is dead. You know, I'm on my own.
Yes,
I have kitty cats and a dog, and they were all rescued. And I'm just telling you, I mean, it just is sick. It's sick.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's a lot of money crossing hands. There are a lot of people being paid off, Lori. I don't doubt that one little bit. I do thank your phone for your phone call. Listen to this. Republican Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, Robin Voss, is a board member of the State Legislative Leaders Foundation, SLLF, a Chinese Communist Party-linked organization. Speaker Voss, an establishment anti-Trump Republican, is under threat of recall petition due to allegations that he blocked fair elections in 2020 and misled the Wisconsin Assembly about his plans to impeach the state's top elections official. The SLFF nonprofit group has seen connections, has deep connections to the Chinese Communist Party. It is a partner of the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries, and they are a public face of the CCP's United Front Work Department. Hunter Biden also has ties to the SLLF. Listen to this. I was sitting on this story. I didn't get to it last week. Department of Energy quietly held meetings with members of the Chinese Communist Party, according to a letter penned by Republicans. John Barrasso in his letter to Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. DOA officials met with CCP officials or business people at least four times since October of 2023 last year. Barrasso characterized the meetings as possible national security risk, given the CCP's demonstrated desire to co-opt American scientists and intellectual property for their own benefit, also highlighting the fact that DOA did not publicize the meetings. Weird. That is just so weird. Previously reported only by Chinese media outlets. I've learned that these meetings went beyond mere diplomatic courtesies. In some instances, they served as forums in which taxpayer-funded research and development of our national labs was offered up for the benefit of Chinese state-owned enterprises, and by extension, the Communist Party. Yeah. She met with CCP energy officials, our energy secretary, to combat climate change. No, it's to hobble our energy production. And by the way, she met with the CCP-connected energy officials right before the Biden administration announced it was going to tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and sell it to China. Bought and paid for. We have got to do something. And we have got to be ready for anything. I'm going to tell you that right now. I got something fun here. This is kind of fun. You know, a couple of years ago, I would have never probably entertained watching Bill Maher, or, you know, Joe Rogan's okay, never really my deal. I saw him get high with Elon Musk. I was like, okay, whatever, who cares? But both of them are, I don't think, completely without the possibility of comprehending common sense. Bill Maher is suddenly coming to the realization of things that we recognized years ago. Like, for instance, that transgenderism is nonsense. Is absolute nonsense. That men are able to say that they're women and compete with them in sports is nonsense. Trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney and Lady Gaga sparked backlash as they celebrated International Women's Day with a stunning photo shoot, with the singer saying, "Put this on your vision board, world." And I said on social media, "It's kind of weird. This is the first International Women's Day picture where I see two women with one with the ability to impregnate the other one." Kind of weird. And then there's this. Haley Davidson, not to be confused with Harley Davidson, a transgender golfer, won the NXXT Women's Pro Tour in Florida in January and had designs on getting into the LPGA. Well, the LPGA said, no, I don't think so. Because, you know, most women can't drive a ball 320 yards without trying. The LPGA Tour removed its female-at-birth requirement in 2010. Davidson began hormone therapy treatments in 2015 and underwent gender reassignment surgery in 2021. Golf Week reported, according to the outlet, Davidson's last competed as a male at the U.S. Open local qualifying in 2015 at Admiral's Cave in Jupiter, Florida. And now they've decided that they are not going to let transgendered women compete with women. There you go. Isn't that interesting? Transgenderism is rising wildly in the military. Why would that be? To weaken the military? While all branches of service exhibit an increase in occurrences listed as transsexualism, the Army and Air Force have shown the most. Air Force, yeah, you guys, I know your Marines are saying, well, yeah, of course. I'm just, you know, I'm not saying anything. I just, I'm going to stay out of this. I just know a lot of veterans. The most marked occurrences between 2016 and 2022, the number of occurrences increased exponentially in 2021, continued to rise the following year. Yeah. So it's rising in the military. Transgenderism is divisive to military readiness. The issue being taken for beyond, taken far beyond simple acceptance. Now they are expecting affirmation. We have no time for this nonsense in the military. But here is Bill Maher with his little come to Jesus.
And finally tonight, the Cahoney's Lifetime Achievement Award for excellence in not giving a f-. This year goes to J.K. Rowling, who's famous for two things: a massive transfer of wealth from the world's children to her checking account, and for being endlessly vilified for refusing to bend the knee and kowtow to the one true opinion that a biological woman and a trans woman are completely indistinguishable in every way. I'm sorry you had to hear that, kids. Feel free to call a suicide hotline or post an angry TikTok.
He almost sounds like a conservative.
When a trans woman was convicted recently of murder and torturing cats, Rowling was incensed that Sky News and other British media would not include in their reporting that this person was transgender, and so tweeted, "These are not our crimes. I'm so sick of this shit, and I don't blame her. How many biological women torture cats?"
Listen.
None. It's a guy thing. Just like murder is mostly a guy thing, the fact that a person committed it while wearing a wig and lipstick is irrelevant.
Yeah.
But what's not a guy thing is having balls, and lady, you got them.
There you go. She did. Kind of interesting. Riley Gaines was speaking to Rogan. And here's some things you didn't know about Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas was a man and was getting thumped as a man and decided to become a woman his senior year in college so he could beat the crap out of women in their sport of swimming. Listen to this. Here's what you didn't know.
At the time, again, this is what I know based off of what his teammates have told me and what really has been public knowledge based off what they post and different things. At the time of that national championships, still dating women.
What?
And active with women.
Uh-oh.
Sexually. So, obviously has testosterone.
Yes. But now, again, based off of social media, he is engaged to another man who claims to be a woman. So, two men, but they call themselves lesbians. So, who knows?
Wow, that is a circuitous way to get to lesbianism. Yeah. Or they're just nuts. How about that? Nuts. I said nuts. Aha! Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. You see these stories about people squatting in people's homes, just moving in, and people in charge just, we can't do anything about it. How would you feel about that? How would you feel if thieves forged a deed for your home, transferred ownership of your property to them, or used the equity in your home to go on a spending spree and then disappear? It's happening. It's called home title theft, and it is a problem. You know, for instance, Shirley Gibson, 88 years old, she was targeted. She owns an empty lot plot of land in historically African-American section of Miami. 2021, Gibson went to pay her taxes, learned they had already been paid by a stranger. Property records showed she had sold the land for $230,000. Scammers had forged her signature, created a fake deed, taken her land. Maybe you should have some safeguards against something like this. Because if somebody can move into your house and stay there and the government ain't going to do anything about it, can you imagine how expensive it is to reprove that you own the house? Home title lock is what I have on my home. I got it a couple years ago. I found that people were pinging on my house. They were snooping around, kind of seeing what they wanted to do. I saw little things on my credit report showing up. And we put the kibosh on it. The kibosh. Is, I don't even know what a kibosh is. Home title lock is my choice. Home title lock is the premier detection technology to protect your home's title. And you can find out free what's going on with your house when you use my code Carson to sign up. You get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title, 30 days of legendary home title lock protection. Just go to HometitleLock.com, promo code Carson. HometitleLock.com, promo code Carson. There you go. All right. So I got to play this from Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan had Christopher Ruffo on his show talking about Corinne Jean-Pierre. And Corinne Jean-Pierre is somebody who can't be taken seriously anymore. She's laughable. And that's why I choose to laugh at her. Because she's cartoonish and buffoonish, and nobody believes her. But listen to this.
Is there ever been a worse White House press secretary? How did she get that?
This is Joe Rogan.
Job. She's so bad at convincing people. She gets called out for stuff all the time. She gets set up for stuff all the time. Like Peter Ducey's always setting her up. He talks to her.
Ducey's amazing.
He's so good. He'll provide a little bit of this, but then what about that?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's just there's so much madness that this, she has to like cover up.
Yes.
It's what happens when you put identity over competence.
Yeah.
Everyone knows, like, explicitly, and then when you hire someone, it's a big celebration of all the different intersectional.
She's Lebanese.
Identities the candidate has.
I'm sorry, lesbian.
Yeah.
You know, this is our first, you know, black female, I don't know, LGBTQ, not really sure. So when you're not making a decision based on competence, merit, excellence, you're buying into it at the front end on that different hierarchy of decision making. But then on the back end, you can't do anything about it.
I'm not going to say anything about that. Link.
You say, right. Well, you elevated this person for identity. You can't fire that person
Boom.
Because of incompetence.
Boom.
Unless they steal women's clothes from the airport.
Oh, there you go. Biden's, what, nuclear waste secretary that stole all the baggage. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And by the way, those sentiments are echoed by Batya Argon, Batya Sunger Argon, who was on our show earlier. And if you'd like to see that interview, I did part of it on video. Go to my Rumble channel at Rob Carson Show. It will be today. You've got to download the podcast to hear Batya Unger Sargon. That's it. I'm telling you. It's one of the best. She will be a regular on this show. She is remarkable. She gets it and gets us. It's really awesome. Go to your regular podcast platforms, ask for the Rob Carson Show, look for it, or just say to your Alexa, play the Rob Carson Show podcast. There you go. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. All right, make sure to check out the podcast, Batya Unger Sargon. I know it's a mouthful, but she's amazing, and of course I am as well. Just check it out. In the meantime, God bless you, God bless America, God bless Israel, and until tomorrow, don't catch the stupid.